Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the consonant sound z, as in the words zoo and lose. Pronouncing this consonant can be quite challenging, especially if your first language is Korean or Japanese. However, this lesson is important for everybody, no matter what your first language is, because students often confuse z with s or zh. This consonant is very common in English, and learning to recognize it by its spelling is also an important step in speaking English with a clear American accent. Before we discuss these topics, it's important to first go over the rules of articulation for z. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the consonant z accurately, like a native speaker. We're also going to practice this sound in some key words and common American expressions and idioms. So let's begin by learning how to pronounce the sound z. The good news is that if you can pronounce s, you can also pronounce z. That's because the tongue and lip position for s is exactly the same as z. The only difference between s and z is voicing. When we say z, we use our voice. Our vocal folds vibrate. But s does not involve our voice. S and z are a voiceless and voiced pair. Here's how to pronounce z. Point the tip of your tongue forward to the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. Do not touch the ridge. The sides of the tongue should gently touch the side teeth. Create a small hole for the air to flow through. Exhale and vocalize. Feel the air flow over the center of your tongue. Your lips should be slightly spread. In podcast number 32, we learned about stop consonants and continuant consonants. Z is a continuant because the air flows continuously over the center of our tongue. In podcast number 30, we learned about voiced and voiceless consonants. Z is a voiced consonant because we use our voice to make this sound. Our vocal folds vibrate. Please listen and repeat the consonant z. 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 Here's a tip if you're having trouble pronouncing z. Remember, z is the same position as s. You can learn to pronounce z by breaking it down into these two steps. Step number one, put your tongue and lip into the S position and make the sound S. Step two, add your voice. The exercise sounds like this. S. S. Now try that on your own. Or you can do it the other way around. First make the sound, and then put your tongue into the S position. Step one, make a vowel sound. Any vowel will do. Step two, put your tongue into the position for S. It sounds like this. I'm gently raising my tongue tip to create an S position as I vocalize. Now try that on your own. In this next exercise, we're going to use z in some key words of English. Please listen and repeat the following words containing z. Pay careful attention to your form. Zoo. Zip. Zen. Easy. Musician. Result. Crazy. Lose. In this next exercise, we're going to use z in some common American expressions and idioms. Please listen and repeat. The store was a zoo. You snooze, you lose. Your estimate is on the nose. One of the most challenging aspects of learning English pronunciation is that one sound can have a few different spellings. In most languages, there's a direct correspondence between the spelling of a word and its sound. In your native language, the way a word is written is almost always the way it sounds. Unfortunately, this is not the case in English. As you can see from the previous examples, z has a few different spelling patterns. Obviously, the letter z can be pronounced z. However, sometimes the letter s is also pronounced z. This tricky aspect of English spelling and pronunciation will be discussed in detail in a future podcast. Speaking English clearly and correctly takes a lot of practice, but with practice, you will get it. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. You get all the sounds of English in one course, all the vowels, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. Best Accent Training MP3s available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.